Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
It's time for the Gizwiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1374, recorded July 24th, 2012.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Welcome to the new Gizwiz show. Leo Laporte here. And there he is. This is your new monitor from Gizneyland, Dick DiBartolo joining us. It's really great to see you, Dick.
Leo, how you doing, buddy?
I did think you were flying out here. I'm a little disappointed, but that's okay. I understand. You know, the one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
We got you cake. I thought you'd be here in studio with us.
No, when Lisa found out how much the ticket was, she said, stay home, put a black curtain up behind you, and we'll just pretend
we're
in Petaluma.
We'll pretend you're in Petaluma.
Yeah.
So this is, we're thinking, now we haven't decided yet, but this would be the new Gizwiz set. You know what I need? Could somebody get from my office the Gizwiz sign?
I think Hang on. I already have all that worked out.
You do?
No one has to run anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it as the show progresses.
I thought we could put it right there, and then we'd know it was you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm gonna do it as the second thing. There's something that the guys have set up. It's instant print, and it can print something in about a nanosecond.
Really?
Yeah. So this is the new Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine.
Okay, it's gonna be a Mad special.
Okay.
And I'm gonna just throw it in a little box under here.
Okay.
And like in a nanosecond, you'll get it.
I'll catch it.
Yeah, you'll try it. It's. I think they're going to market it as FedEx Instant. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Set. Go!
Wow! Nanosecond printing. It even has the autograph. It looks exactly like the one, the Gizwiz. Where's my camera? I have no idea where I am. Is there? Look at that. That's exactly the same. That is a miracle, Dick.
Oh, wait a minute. I have a thought.
Yeah?
I'll jump into that thing.
Wait a minute.
Will it work?
Oh,
don't take a picture of me yet. We just thought of that.
It's coming out.
Oh, look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gizwiz himself.
Whoa. Ozzy. Hey, Ozzy.
Look at that. And he brought his own sign, too.
The great unveiling.
Well, it's the Weekly Gizwiz. We've changed the name.
I know.
Just
but you know
Gizwiz.
When I got here, they said, there's a Gizwiz sign on the roof. And I went out and I said, I can't see it. They said, well, you have to go up there. This sign was up on the roof.
That's where I throw it sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So ready? Ta-da. We should have drums. This is quite amazing. Ta-da. Ta-da. It is now. I think it needs work.
We spared no expense, ladies and gentlemen. That's the worst "the" I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Well, I'm going to put it right here so you'll know. You'll know the show is on.
Okay, perfect,
and,
perfect.
Just what we wanted.
Wait, there's something else we have to do.
Yes.
For the new show.
What is this? Everybody's now suddenly realizing that Dick is about a head shorter than I am.
Yeah.
That's not what you would have thought. Can we get him a box to stand? Here, I'll just squat.
You know what? It's very funny. On ABC, there's a very tall host, and they get me.
Did they get
an
you
Apple
a box? Really?
Yeah, they do. All right, so we're going to set the bar for the new show.
Yeah. That's the bar.
The bar is set.
Let's jump over it.
Okay, Ozzy, you could jump over the bar.
We have lowered the bar, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what you're going to see. So we've moved the GizWiz, as some of you who watch live probably have already noticed. The GizWiz is now going to be on Tuesdays right after MacBreak Weekly, roughly, because MacBreak Weekly tends to go long, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. your time, Eastern time.
Okay. I'll start it at 4 no matter what.
You start at 4,
and
we'll catch up.
And then just do that in progress.
We'll already in progress.
You know, also, I really screwed up. What? You said we were going to repeat the walk from the Brick House to here because it's 1 year ago today.
This is the anniversary.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So this morning, I went in the Brick House, and I took a bunch of stuff and started walking... And then I realized, were chasing me, you meant you're going to run the video of it sometime later today.
Did you start running?
I ran a lot. I got your laptop.
Yeah, that's actually not our place anymore. Somebody else is in there.
Just two tenants.
Yeah. Well, we had the whole place by the end, but this time. So is this your first time here?
No, I was here 1 year ago today. I was at the San
you
Diego.
You were part of the.
I was
that's
at the
right.
San Diego Comic Con.
You went to Comic Con. You got your Inky.
Yeah.
Or your Stinky,
my award.
And then you came here.
And we did the first Daily GizWiz, which was the second show ever done out of here.
And so we're celebrating an anniversary of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
that's really
great. And you owe me $10 because you said, Dick, a year from now, this is going to be dead.
Look at all these people. People came from all over the northern part of the state.
$10 times each. It cost me like $140.
That's it. We just paid for your
blanket. Yeah, yeah.
Did you fly Continental?
United.
Now it's Continental.
Right. Now it's United. Yeah. And I had two upgrade certificates, so I took a strange flight like 6 a.m.
Did you take a stranger?
No. Oh. I flew business.
Oh, nice.
And business on their PS service is really nice.
That's good.
It's like 3 feet between seats.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So it was a comfortable ride.
Oh, it was great.
How are you getting home, though? Have you planned that?
That's the problem. I only had a one-way certificate. No, I'm going home business too. Yeah.
So if you're new to this show, and I know a lot
I'm going
to
get my stuff.
He's going to get the bar that he dropped.
No, I already got the bar. I'm going to just get out stuff that we're going to talk about.
Oh, good.
Today.
All right. Let's set this up here. Look at this. All right.
Do this and that.
Yeah. Ooh, look. As usual, I don't have a gadget, but I figure by the time we get to turn the table turkey, I'll have something.
You have a gadget. Okay. Okay. Becky sent that and said if Leo doesn't have anything, he could have that.
Becky knows me so well.
I'm going to just
slide this under here so no one will see it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So let's start off, ladies and gentlemen, with gadget number
one. So I was talking to the people from Lenovo about back-to-school computers.
Yeah.
And the woman said, you know, there's a lot of interest in our new, let me get the model number, the E430. And what's nice about this is it's sort of a crossover computer between their business line. And let me just turn this guy.
We're pretty familiar with Lenovo ThinkPads for business, but this does seem more like a consumer device.
Well,
What's
nice about LED screen, 14-inch, four USB ports, two of them USB 3.
Wow. But it does also have the thumb recognition, which is well known in the Lenovo line, and the little pointer here, but also a trackball.
I love the keyboard. The keyboard is really nice.
They're famous for their keyboard.
I have one thing that I love on computers, and this doesn't have, and maybe I'm just kooky about it. I love when the cap lock has a little LED light or something.
Yeah,
now,
it should have that.
It will.
Does it on the screen?
It'll bounce it up for like 10 seconds that you're in cap lock. The neat thing about this, let me do some other specs. 4 gigabytes, a 500 gigabyte.
It feels pretty light for
a big
screen.
Yeah, it's about 4.5 pounds.
That's not bad, yeah.
DVD multi-burner, 6L battery. I think she said it was
Look up when you're talking. You're talking your
hours.
Mic, you're popping your mic like crazy.
Okay.
Just so try to, hold here. Here, let's do it this way.
Windows.
I'll hold the script up here.
And
then, how's that?
That's good.
A little higher.
Okay. Higher? So this is the Lenovo?
No, now I'm talking into my mic.
Oh, yeah, don't do that,
that's
Leo.
Not going to work either.
Hold the computer up. Okay. Mickey.
Okay.
So this guy is shipping now, and it's going to be under $700.
You know, it's so funny. They don't have a light on the caps lock, but they do light up the ThinkPad.
They do.
Like, that's something important.
They do. Well, that's sort of so that it's on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. And it has that...
This is metal or plastic?
You know, I believe it's metal.
Yeah.
Nice. Or
brushed aluminum.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so all in all, so she was saying,
how much again?
$679
wow.
The PH photo.
Boy, that's amazing.
That is amazing, isn't it? And it's the new iCore 5, second generation, Windows 7 Pro. And I said, just in case someone for some reason wanted to upgrade, it's $15 if you want Windows 8 when
right,
it comes
out. Right, right, right. This will come with a Windows 8 upgrade feature. i5, and it's Ivy Bridge, which is why you got that USB 3. And I imagine the video graphics are pretty good, too, because Ivy Bridge has decent built-in graphics.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
and
that's,
TV Plus.
Yeah,
that's neat.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
there we go. Should I close it?
Yeah, you can close
put
it.
Put your finger in there just so I don't accidentally.
Right. Okay. He gets me every time. All right, so.
Gadget
number two.
You talked about this last week. This
yes.
is nothing new.
We talked about it on the radio, and I said I was jumping it for
you're
the
right.
radio
you're
audience.
Right. You're right. So the radio
okay.
knows, but not the.
Not the. All right, so this is.
This is interesting. This is to compete with the Slingbox.
Right. So. It's component and composite video in from the cable box.
So this you would connect
to this.
Now I have the zoom. This is really risky, but I'm going to see if I can zoom in. Yeah, there we go. That's a nice shot right there of the back of it.
Yeah, that's very good.
Can
oh,
you
have new cameras? This is better focused than normal.
Wait a minute. This is supposed to. Let me push a button. There. Oh, wonderful. That's. You know. You know, this is the thing I talked about, the Vadio, the pan tilt zoom camera that we
right.
spent all that money on. Boy, am I sorry. Anyway, there's the back of it.
And so this hooks up to the back of your cable box. And anywhere you travel.
There we
so
go.
I
there
just,
we go. I got a shot now on the Vadio.
And I got a shot here. So I'm watching Channel 7 back home. And so this is my
cable. So this is one at home. Who's
right,
that, whose hand is
this
that?
This is my cable box.
Who's hand? Oh, this is the TV show in
New York City.
New York City. Got it.
Okay.
So it doesn't have HDMI, but it does
no.
have component.
Right.
And it has composite. And then the Ethernet, but it also has something Slingbox doesn't have, which is Wi-Fi.
Yes. And
so you don't have to have
something else
right
that it has that's really neat is that if you're watching a show on the road
yeah.
and you something comes up, you're going out to dinner or whatever, you can just hit the record button. And it'll record what's playing on your cable box at home onto
minute,
this
that's
device.
That's cool. So we're watching this. Is this a Galaxy Note? This is
this
nice,
is the Galaxy
the
Note. Yeah.
And is there a record button? And
there's
if I just
a record
hit that,
button.
Now it's recording at home on the device?
On
or
the device itself.
It's recording on the Galaxy
on
Note.
On the Galaxy. So what I did is just wow. before I came out, I left it on all night with Turner Classic Movies running, and I recorded four.
You said you were going to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, I recorded four movies.
That is cool.
And you can bring up your remote.
So I want to hide now the look.
You hide a remote, yeah.
And so that's the actual TV coming from your
yeah.
house. Wow. That is that. Now, how much is the box?
The box is $179.
And is the app free or?
You know what? Probably one. If you're watching this live or you're watching this in the next day or so, it's going to be $15. The app for smartphones. The app for tablets is free.
I gotta say, the quality of the
yeah.
image is
yeah,
really
it's,
good.
Yeah, yeah. And the funny thing is, Leo, I said to the guy, why? Is the app for tablets free, and why is it $15 for a smartphone? He said, it is so hard to design an app because there are so many different variations in smartphones.
There's only a couple of tablets.
Especially
yeah.
in the Android field,
yeah.
where everybody tinkers with.
Right.
But it's free today and tomorrow, so Tuesday and Wednesday. It
so
ends at midnight
the remote.
On the 25th.
Can I drag that? No, I can't drag that around. So
No. The remote, you click what channel you want
right.
and then hit enter.
This is and the quality is surprisingly good.
Yeah, so this is... It's called,
are you on Wi-Fi at home or is this Ethernet?
This is...
And you have Fios, right?
No, I wish I did. This is hardwired to my router.
Hardwired on how fast of a connection?
You know what? I just went to the new Time Warner Turbo.
So it's a cable.
Super Classic.
And you're on our Wi-Fi here.
Yeah,
probably.
Your Wi-Fi here is really good.
But
your Wi-Fi
still,
here is
I mean,
yeah.
That's probably.
But you know what?
Especially on a 5-inch display
yeah.
like that.
At the airport, I was watching TV. But I love the fact that you can record stuff when you run out to dinner and come back and pick up where you left off.
So Belkin entering this market, there, this is the at TV Plus. I saw another company called Monsoon that's making something similar.
Oh, I didn't
similar.
See that. Okay.
I think it's the same relabeled product from either. The prices are very similar. The capabilities are very similar. This is in direct competition to the Slingbox. A little bit less expensive. The apps are comparable on the phones. They're free on the tablets,
which is correct.
A big savings over
Slingbox.
Right. And
Slingbox. $179.
That's a good price. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
That's
now,
gadget
you know what? I was thinking, should I leave this with you? Do you need it for any of your other shows?
Sure. Leave it with me.
Only because you said, oh, I wish I had one of those.
Yeah, I'll take that right here. I'll put it over in the gadget bin.
Yeah, in the gadget bin.
The gadget bin there says
not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere. Staying right there. That's cool. All right. I'll stop watching TV at your house.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, wow. Those desperate housewives really are desperate.
Oh, that's some stuff I recorded during the night. Those are the people across the street.
How do I stop that?
Oh, yeah, I don't think you want to stop that.
Cool. Do you use that as your main phone now?
No, you know what, Leo?
It's very funny.
I have a 6-week loan on it from Samsung, and the 6 weeks must have passed because when I turned it on today, it said, no phone service.
Yeah.
So they said,
can we have our phone back?
He didn't return it. Shut that phone off.
I like it, though, don't you?
I do. I love
it. Does it feel too big for you?
No. You know what? I want to see the Galaxy S3 before I decide.
I have one. I'll show you.
Between the two of them, which one do you like?
Well, right now I'm carrying the S3 because it's a little bit smaller. It's the same resolution as the screen.
Yeah.
But, you know, this fits right in your pocket.
Okay, there goes another gadget that I don't have to worry about returning.
Easy to return. All right.
Okay, we got some mail. This one is from...
You know, I've been doing Mac Break Weekly. We were talking about the leather and the stitching and how skeuomorphism and all that. I almost said, boy, that really looks like a real envelope with real stitching. It's amazing, the skeuomorph... Oh, it is.
Oh,
it is a real envelope.
Yes.
I've been losing digital stuff way too long.
Okay. Well, it is.
This came from somewhere far away, though. Right, London, right. England.
Yeah, well, not exactly a real envelope. It's very clever. It's from Spoon.
It looks real.
I know. It's from spoonsisters.com.
Looks like it's been through the mill.
It's a way for people to carry their iPad.
Oh, it's an iPad case.
But disguise it, okay? It's called
hysterical.
It's called the Undercover Tablet.
I should have known from this address. Megabyte Company, hard drive, London, England, 2 gigabyte, 1 megabyte. Right. That's kind of a giveaway.
Yeah.
So that feels really...
Splash-proof and tear-proof.
Velcro?
It's going to be $23, $22.95. But it's an easy way, if you think someone might take your tablet, to carry it around in that. It
feels very realistic. Yeah. I actually thought it really was a
That's great. That's great. But you know what?
Is this mail or is this...
This is really mail, and it's from Kevin K.
Put this
Sears.
In the gadget bin.
I have to take something home with me.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
We know you leave your underwear behind. It's okay to leave some gadgets as well.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Sears. Is that someone we know?
Anyway,
I saw it.
You've never opened
this? Alex handed it to me.
You're taking a wild chance.
Yeah, you know what? So... I don't
know
what
it is. What could possibly be in there?
I guess it's a press thing.
It's a...
Okay. I thought it was a fan of ours, Kevin. What's Kevin the weather guy's name?
Kevin Sells.
Oh, Kevin Sells.
Somebody sent you some feathers.
Some feathers. Okay. Well, you know, let's just see what the take is. This better not be anything bad for animals.
I'm a little nervous here.
Yes, I know.
It's a video.
Oh. It must be...
It's a turn-the-table turkey.
Oh,
Those are turkey feathers.
Oh,
Dick.
That's very funny. Dick and Leo, I just found something to compliment your turn the table turkey on July 24th. I'm glad I opened it.
He's from Eagle, Wisconsin.
Wild turkey feathers.
Wow. Look at that.
The turkeys visit us every day.
Wow, these are beautiful.
Enjoy the feathers.
So I'll wear this for my turn the table turkey.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Now we have something else for you.
Here, would you wear one while I'll put this in my hair?
Yes. Wait a minute. It's going to be really tricky to put
just
this in
call
my
me
hair.
Kimasabe.
Yeah, just call me Baldy.
You're a bald eagle. Look at that. Thank you, Kay Sears. That's great.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. That was great.
All right.
That. Oh, okay. You know
put
what?
Put this back in the gadget closet
over
here.
I totally forgot to do this at the beginning, but it works anywhere. So now we have people sending in videos. I like it. I like it. Chief running out of tech.
What did you say?
May I have 2 croissants and the cappuccino?
Does your dog bite?
No, my dog doesn't bite.
Wow, those feathers.
Let me see. It's you. Mm-hmm. You know, in your constant battle not to be noticed, I think this is.
This is my new disguise.
This is your new disguise. Yeah. When you leave here, see if anybody notices you.
The name is Hercule Poirot. So what else do I have?
Okay, I have a video.
Wait a minute. Is it my turn?
Well, no. I'm throwing in a video first, and then it'll be your turn.
All right.
Okay, it's 1 year since I was here, and I ran downstairs a year ago.
Yes.
And yesterday I went downstairs again, and I thought for people who haven't seen what's happened in 1 year, I would do a tour.
A little
so
video tour.
This is a little video tour.
Our basement.
Our basement. And some of the things that changed the TWiT in the 1 year. So.
Hey, it's Dick DiBartolo, Mads, Maddest Writer, and the Giz Whiz. I have something different for my first video for the new TWiT show. Now, I just came out of the TWiT Brickhouse Studios. You've seen them dozens of times, hours a week. But now I'm going to take you backstage to see exactly what it's like at the back of the brick house. This is the employee kitchen right here. Everything employees need for their lunch. By the way, I had this stuff taste awful. So avoid this juices. And this is very weird. Real food. Now, what would that be doing in an employee kitchen? Oh, you know what? There are tons of tape everywhere. And I asked Leo about that, and he said this is from the days when they recorded everything on tape. Now, of course, everything is digital. Somebody's in there getting a haircut. The employee lounge. This is kind of interesting. Everybody has their own ball. Every employee has their own ball, which is really great. The slight drawback is they are not allowed to move the ball. So you can sit on your ball and have lunch, but it has to stay in the exact place it is now. So that's one of the reasons I think their insurance premiums are so high. Oh, you know what? I was here a year ago. The lounge rules were not up. Time spent in the lounge. Oh, okay. Deducted from vacation time. All food consumed must have passed its best by date. Keep it clean. Your dump, right? Clothing must cover whip marks when guests. You know, I wondered all the guys last year, they had short sleeve shirts on and tank tops. Now everybody's kind of covered from fingertips to their feet. Okay. This weekend, torture jokes are not funny. I don't know. Breathe only the air you need, a happy place to work. And there are worse jobs than this. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to go down really below the studio. And this is where all the techie stuff is. So we're going to go down here. And I do remember Leo saying that this building originally was a furniture factory. You can see all the chip steps here. So I assume this is probably where the ramp was that they would drag chests of drawers down and make furniture. And this is now everything's locked here. But this is kind of a neat time-saving thing, is they're locked, but so that employees don't waste time running back upstairs to get the key, they're locked, but they keep the keys in the lock. It's a very, very clever idea. So what I'm going to show you now is something that Alex created. This is something that it's really his pride and joy. Every single thing that goes out over the airwaves for TWiT comes down this pipe and into this device. It's really great. The downside is this is a water heater. But Leo said, you know, we don't have the heart to tell Alex. He worked on it for years and years and years. And speaking of Alex, this is Alex's office. Alex! Alex, are you in there?
Yeah.
Is this your office?
No, you idiot. I sleep here.
Oh, this is Alex's apartment. Oh, he did get his raise. Yeah, this is a lot better than the place he was staying in last time. Okay, we're going to go back out here. And we're going to go directly across the hall. And another secret room. Okay. So remember before I told you about the water heater? Okay, so that was a joke. Actually, everything that Twit records goes to these high-tech devices. The one thing about them is when I was going on the tour earlier with John, I said, John, I don't see any wires going to or from these devices. And John said, oh, my God. And the last time I saw him, he said, Dick, Radio Shack, here I come. So this will be wired up, and then you actually will be able to see stuff we do record. Now we're going to go on, and we're going to go through. Now, when I was here last time, this place is just a big junk place. Right now, it actually is the Twit Brick House boarding house, okay? I think it, you know, I can't say it loud because, like, it's zoning laws and stuff, but four of us are staying here. It's very reasonable. The only downside is they don't give frequent points for multiple nights staying. I think Leo said there's some plan underway, and when I stay here for five nights, I'll get 10 status. I'm not sure. But anyway, I have one more thing to show you. And we're going to crow. Oh, this is the clock that Leo said is his favorite thing in the whole world. And this is really, I guess, the place of honor is that post right there. Okay, and we're going to go on. This is where stuff gets fixed. And strangely enough, there is where stuff gets broken. Okay, so that's what organization is. Break it there, and then you only have to move it like 10 feet and get it fixed. I mean, how convenient is that? And now this is our final stop. I'm going to go in here. And, ho-ho, TriCaster. How many times have you heard that? That's the TriCaster. But the real workings behind the TriCaster. Now, when I was here 1 year ago, everything, there were wires going everywhere. And I said, John, do you have any idea where anything goes? And John said, Dick, we're going to take 3 months. We're going to get everybody who works for Twit, and we're going to label every wire. And I thought to myself, yeah, like that's going to happen. It's a year later. By golly, they did it. Look at this. Just absolutely amazing. You know, that kind of thing could have taken days, hours, minutes, but it's just exactly what he said. Labeled, labeled, labeled. All right, well, that's pretty much the way it is here in the Twit Brick House. I always want to say Twit Cottage. The Twit Brick House basement, the bowels of the organization. So I think I'm just going to stay here and unmark the wires. So until, we're going to go back and have more of the new Gizwiz, the new not improved Gizwiz. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest writer. I have to run out to the studio. Bye.
Sure. If I just put this here, it would stay. I just have to tilt that.
Uh-oh.
Not we're back.
Yet. We're back.
By the way, that's exactly what it looks like down there. There was no staging. We didn't mess up the wires.
No,
that's exactly how they're labeled. That is the best tour we've ever given. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
And now, ta-dan, ta-dan.
Turn the table turkey time?
Yes, it is.
Do we have the theme?
The turn the table turkey theme.
I've got the feathers.
I forgot to tell them that
All right.
we might play.
I got one from our audience members. Are you ready?
You know what? I don't know what it
Thank
is.
You. That's perfect.
Becky said.
No, this is not. This is something else. You don't know about this.
Oh, I don't.
Look,
okay.
Look at this. Look at this. Tell me what that is. Can you see that? Tell me what that is. Do you know what that is?
Maybe it's slicer.
What?
Something runs through it. A
Very
giant
good.
Scotch
Very good.
Tape.
Can we get? Let me get a close up on the magic cam. This is such a bad idea. All right, we're going to zoom in on the magic cam, and that knob doesn't do nothing. Jeez Louise, how much did we spend on this thing? All right, there it is. Okay, there's the shot. What? It's over there. What could that be? What the heck could that be?
We're taking guesses from the audience.
They might know. How about this? Will it help if I show you this? Does this help?
It's got something's got. Explain? Is it stuff?
How about if I do this? Does that help? Huh? All right, I got the last solution. It's in my
Any
pocket
guesses,
right here.
Anybody?
Anybody want to guess? Will this help if I show you this? Look at this.
I did. It was a tape.
It was a tape thing. Now look, I'm going to put this in here. It's very well made. It's very high quality. This is a one-off.
I have another.
Where's the guy who brought me this? Where are you? Come on over here. He has to explain this. Your roommate made this, right?
Yeah, one of my friends from college.
One of your college friends made this.
Does he know you can buy this for $3 at Staples?
Apparently not.
Oh.
You warned me.
He didn't get
you
a
warned
patent.
Me the tolerances weren't perfect. Yeah, okay. There we go. Let's see.
Wait a minute.
What?
We needed something to hold the sign in. This
is
like
just
a
in the
blessing.
Nick of time. And then you. Wait a minute. Okay. We got to get. Can you do that for me?
Now, why did he do
it
this?
It doesn't work?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, is that what you meant by the tolerances off? But you know, let me
work.
I never took engineering, but when you have a device like this and the tolerances are off by a foot, that is not a good sign.
I'm just gonna jam it in. I'm gonna make it work.
Yeah,
I am gonna make it work. Famous last words. Look at this. Watch now. It just drops in. It's gonna just one more turn of the. Thing there, and it's just gonna see that. Look at that. And then you gotta hold it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it takes two people to hold it.
Let's put it right
okay,
where.
Okay. Wait a
where
minute. Okay. Right. Okay.
Hold.
Go. Okay. Okay. Don't pull so hard. Okay. Tip
there.
Okay. Now
does it have a cutter?
It's just the bolt. I mean, if you pull hard enough, it should.
All right. Wait. Come on. Come out here. Help. Wait.
There. No.
Oh,
look at
my.
Here we go. It's been a real problem. The entire show, I got to just put this right here.
Whoa,
tape that right there. There we go,
Amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo!
That is production value. What's your name?
I'm Steven.
Steven, and what's your friend's name?
He's Morgan.
Morgan.
And what is Morgan studying as a career?
Engineering.
All right. Listen, if Morgan builds a bridge. Let us know what bridge it is.
No, it works perfectly.
Yeah, right.
It's a brilliant design.
Right.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Stephen.
This is great.
That is one turn the table turkey.
Okay. Well, now, wait a minute.
You can't buy that in any store.
No, thank goodness. We have two things from Becky.
Okay.
We sent
Becky with two E's?
Becky's with two E's.
All right. She's been known to send us interesting things
in
the past. Yes.
So Becky, at one time, and I forgot to mention it again, I said, if you have a gadget that you don't want and you want us to guess what the heck it is, send it on. So I did not know what this is.
Well, it's a travel alarm. That's obvious.
No,
belt buckle.
No.
What could that be? Here, let me point the camera.
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing with myself. No, there's actually a joystick. There's a joystick here. Wait a minute. Let me, I am playing with myself. Wait a minute. Up. And there it is. There's your gadget. No, wait a minute. Okay,
here it is.
There it is. What could that be? Okay, wait, it's fairly light. It seems like it has a battery
compartment.
Right. Is this a button? Oh, wait a minute. Should I?
Yeah, you can open it.
I can open it.
Okay.
Oh, now how much would you pay?
Yeah.
That looks like a four-direction controller with a button in the middle. It's a video game.
No.
What is it? I give up.
Okay. This is the Brando SIM backup card device.
The Brando SIM backup card device.
Okay, so the object is you put a SIM card in. There's a little slot at one end.
Ah, here. Okay.
The SIM card goes in there.
So you put a SIM card in a little slot there.
Okay, it copies your information off the SIM card.
Oh, this is actually pretty cool.
Well, there's one reason why it probably is no longer available.
Why would that be?
The total memory is 16 kilobytes.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, SIMs aren't that big. It might be enough to back up.
Okay, it says backs up 1,200 telephone records with a 15-letter or number limit. 20 digits.
It's a SIM cloner.
SIM cloner.
SIM cloner.
SIM cloner was in...
No, I think it was Last Train to Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Last Train to Petaluma.
Last Train to Petaluma, and I think we're on that train. All right, Becky, that's good. You know what? We should try that. I'm going to get some SIMs, some batteries.
I'm leaving that with you.
And we'll figure... I'll put that in the prize closet over here.
Very good. Very good.
All right.
Okay.
There we go. And now one more thing. This is carefully bubble wrapped.
Okay. She said if you need something else...
We always do.
We always need something else.
So this is from Becky. Is Becky in the chat room?
Oh,
if you
I hope
are, thank
Becky
you, Becky.
There?
She's often in the chat room.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Here's an envelope.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, let me just see what she's
saying. There you go.
It's Becky here again.
Hi, Becky.
I was cleaning out the desk drawer. Oh, I was cleaning out the desk drawer. My husband said, throw away that piece of crap. And I thought, wait a minute. I'll mail that piece of crap to the Gizwiz.
And there she did. It's lunch bugs. What? These are bugs that you put in your lunch. Sandwich bags with a surprise.
Oh, Leo, these are for you. Leo, this is so that no one takes your salad at the brick
house. This is not a joke, folks. These are bags. Ew! Ew!
So they're from Fred. I don't even gonna look
at
them. That's
very realistic.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Dick. Have a roach with your sandwich.
No, thank you.
Come on. Let's see if I can scare him.
Ah! Ah!
That's actually very... I thought this was a joke.
No,
I thought this was one of those joke boxes.
It's from Fred. Did you know the company Fred?
Fred, no.
Fred makes very weird things.
Wow.
Maybe 4 years ago on the Gizwiz, I had a pair of desktop speakers, and they're designed exactly like iPod earbuds.
Does anybody have a sandwich or anything I could stick in here?
You know what? You're not going to get the sandwich back. Remember that. Who has food?
What? On your desk? Jason Howell's going to sacrifice his lunch.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Dick is going through Jason's.
I mean, it's kind of eaten.
Here
at this
we
point.
Go.
No, that's perfect. No,
this
that's
is perfect.
Perfect.
All
this
right.
Looks, this looks like exactly the
you
thing.
You know what? Also, this is great.
By the way, my hands are sterile.
Right. If you want to
like
save
the bite taken out of it, that's very realistic.
If you like to save
realistic.
Money on food,
this
is a great way.
Well, you know, this is the point of this. You put this in the fridge at work.
Right.
And no one is going to steal your sandwich ever again.
No.
Right?
But,
right? That's very realistic. Here, let's just give this back to Jason. You can show your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll leave it in the bag.
Yeah.
And
there
okay,
you go.
Jason.
And
wow.
Then you put that
I can't
right.
wait to eat that.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
That's good, right.
Lunch bugs, Becky.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Jason, you get your money back. Go across the street.
There's a bug! Hey! Sandwich! You got a bug! That's very cool. So this is from Fred. And is Fred out of business?
No, Fred... I'm sure they're still in business.
FredandFriends.com.
That's it, Fred and Friends.
Cumberland,
they make just weird stuff. Did Becky
well,
say
Well, thank
how much
you, Becky, for making my turn the table turkey work this time.
And you,
And
Leo.
To Steve, and to Steve's friend, Morgan. Morgan, who is a bridge builder. You might want to find out where he's working and stay away.
Thank you
very much. Now, I think it's time for our warehouse product.
Yes. Now, it's going to be a little different today because our warehouse is our first video from a viewer.
Oh, now, would you explain
this? Yes. Okay. This is how it is working. We're asking viewers to send in videos. And so far, we're just asking for three categories. A piece of crap that you can't part with. Make a 2 or 3 minute video.
We got about 4 of those today. So that's good.
That's good. People are taking it. Yeah. Or you can mail it to us like Becky did.
Hand it over.
If it's something small. So the piece of crap video, put it on YouTube. Send us the link. It's gizwiz@twit.tv. And you know, hey, Dick, Leo, I found this in my garage. I hate to part with it. I bought it when I was in college. It was 20 cents. Or something I bought, another category would be, I bought a piece of crap. Something you bought and you really hated, little video why you hate it. And the other thing is, I invented this. So
that'd
if
be
you
interesting.
Invented something, we, yeah. I think we got two of those.
You know what I wouldn't mind, and we could just add, you can add
yeah,
some
yeah,
more categories,
yeah,
but I wouldn't mind a what the heck is it as well. You know, if you have something like this where you could try to stump us.
Yeah, that's good.
Do it in two parts. Do the first part. We won't look at the second part. And you can explain what it is. That would be kind of fun,
idea.
Too.
Yeah.
See if you could stump
idea.
Dick and me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be hard.
That's perfect. Yeah, an A and B video.
Yeah.
So send them to gizwiz@twit.tv.
Very good. And will they get an autographed copy of Mad Magazine if we use their video on the air?
Something. I will. Yeah,
I think
I will
that would
do
be
that.
Nice. I think that would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. So you know what? Before we get to... Oh, Dr. Mom... sent in our first video. Which
Lillian Banchik. Right. We count on her for all of the health advice that I can ignore.
Right.
Yep.
So, but I went to the warehouse and I wanted to get two things for your gadget museum. Okay, from the warehouse. So
yes.
I will present you with...
Oh, my goodness.
These many, many years ago on the...
Look at
GizWiz.
That.
This
look
is...
Look at that. Let me put... Let
the
me
Casio...
The so
let me get
this.
The prices here.
Wrist camera.
The original... it's the Casio wrist cam watch. It like all Casio products, five alarms. You have to get you guys to find a battery for it.
We'll find a battery.
Yeah. So the resolution, Leo, was 120 by 120 grayscale. Okay.
120 by 120.
Right. 1 megabyte of memory.
Yeah.
It could
there,
hold.
This is the camera right here, huh?
Yeah.
So you have to kind of put this on and then aim it at your subject.
Exactly.
So, like, I would walk up to you, Dick. And I would say, hold on, let me put on the watch.
Right, okay.
And I would say, hey, Dick, how are you today?
And I would say...
Wait a minute, you got something to...
Hey, Leo, I am good. How are you?
is that a camera glasses?
Yes, yes, these are...
Talk about the Google
you
glasses.
This,
this
you
has been around for a long time.
Right. Well, this is... No, these are the pivot heads.
Oh, this is what you showed us before.
Yeah, right. These are shooting 1080p.
I want to use
okay?
these.
Okay. I brought them out so you can buy
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these shoot 1080p.
So
that,
now
that
I could
guy
take
shoots 120 by 120 grayscale.
120 ick.
Right. And then... What Casio
By
did.
By the way, let me just see what these look like when I wear them. Because would
you, know, this might
would
be
you know that I was wearing special glasses
you know what?
To take
no.
your picture right now?
No. And you can also...
If you saw me walking down the street, would you
I would
cross?
Run the other way.
Yeah.
When I saw those feathers, Chief running amok.
How about now? Hey, come here. No, come here. I'm talking to you. Come here.
Louder. Speak louder. Speak into my watch.
This is good. This is a good look. I had a couple of drunks outside my window last night. I could
Were
have
you
used
one
this.
Of them?
Yes. He kept yelling at me. I don't know. That's good.
That's
All
good.
Right.
Yeah. And you'll need this because Sony had their own way of getting the images in and out, their own infrared system.
Okay. So do you carry that in your pocket?
Well, that you kept at home.
There. And that, so you would like aim these glasses at this thing, and then it would offload.
It would offload them.
This is something new.
No. This is from. Did I put down what year it was?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused. This is for the wristwatch.
This is for the wristwatch.
This is for the Casio
right.
wristwatch.
This. All you
this
do
is not for this.
This just.
Okay, got
you
it.
You just plug in with a regular
so
it's cable.
Good because I would have been spending all day trying to get the camera.
You said, Dick, you know that infrared
it doesn't,
pivot head.
It doesn't work. Okay, so that's the infrared is for the Casio.
Right.
Which I'm going to put in the box.
The cable is for the pivot head.
And can we you know what we should try? We could use these. We could use this for something.
Yeah, I'm sure you
the
can.
Pivot head.
I told the people. With pivot head, I was going to bring them
no,
out
that's
here.
Great. I'm going to
probably want to do something.
We'll do.
With
we'll
them.
Do. Well, these can be our new first person. What do you think, John? We'll do something with it. Put them on the dog. Maybe Ozzy could wear those.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. That's
no,
very nice of you.
They really work well. I did a little tour up at ABC News that I'll put up on YouTube.
Yeah. The only thing is, it's kind of weird because if you look everywhere you
yes,
want to look.
Yes.
It gets very shaky, so you have to kind of hold your head still and walk around.
It was not bad at ABC. On my boat, it was kind of wild because I was actually driving the boat as I was using them. All right, so that's my gadget warehouse for you to keep. And now here's our first video from Dr. Mom and her gadget warehouse piece of junk.
Let's take a look.
Hi, everybody. This is Lil, also known as Dr. Mom from the IRC, with something from the very back of my junk closet. This comes under the category of it. Maybe it was a good idea at the time, but what were they really thinking of? I'm sure all of you remember the original Palm Pilots. I had one. And one of the problems people had with them at the time was how to carry it. Men would put them into their back pockets and they'd sit on them, they'd put them in their shirt pockets and they would fall out. So other companies started to come up with ideas of what to do. This idea was given to me by a friend of mine who's a police detective, and I think some of you already have an idea of what we're going for here. It was made by a company who specialized in gun holsters for policemen and other law enforcement people. And interestingly enough, the company is still in business, called E-Holster. And what it was a shoulder-mounted holster where it had a pocket in it and you could put your Palm Pilot. And the reason this was not such a great idea, and the reason I'm wearing a jacket over this, was because when you reached in like this to get your Palm Pilot, everybody thought you had just pulled a gun on them. I wore this twice in my hospital, and the upshot was I got a very swift phone call from administration saying, please don't ever wear this thing again, because people did get scared. Knowing me, they really thought I was trying to pull a gun. Just back up a little bit. Let me show you what it looked like. And as you can see, it really was a gun holster. It was a shoulder holster. It had a pocket here, which was just the size to fit the old U.S. This is my old U.S. Robotics Palm Pilot. Keep it in there. It was well padded. Another pocket here, where I guess you could put your wallet or anything else you wanted to. But the problem was that this was the device I labeled as most likely to get you shot or taken down by the SWAT team if you tried to pull out your Palm Pilot or your wallet or anything while you were at the airport or at the train station. And that's why it kind of ended up in the back of my closet. As I said, it was a great idea at the time, but you really have to wonder what the devil they were thinking of from the company E-Holster, which is actually still in business, still makes these things. I have absolutely no idea who, if anybody, still buys them. Well, this is Dr. Mom coming at you from the back of her junk closet with a piece of real old-time crap.
I love it.
Hi, everybody. This is Lil.
And let's watch it all over again. I love that because you got to figure Lil has a bunch of crap in her closet.
Because
she's the kind of person that just buys every...
Yes.
Not like you and me.
No.
We would never buy all of that crap.
We're not attracted to weird stuff.
Why don't you take this stuff back, actually? I don't want it. I don't need it.
You giving me that
I'm giving you all of the crap back. You can just take it. I'm going to clean out my closets right now. Dick DiBartolo, thank you so much for coming
here. You're welcome. You're welcome.
It's so great to have you. Thank you all the people who came to visit.
Don't forget to play the What the Heck Is It?
Your chance to win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine. If you don't have the Nano printer, you're going to have to just go to gizwiz.biz because... did you see this? There's the new madmagazine.com. Notice we didn't say new and improved. Mad Mag on the back. And look on the front page. Who said it? Mitt Romney or Mr. Burns? That's a very, very tough game to play there. You can get your autographed copy. Go to gizwiz.biz. Play the What the Heck Is It game. And you see it's autographed by Dick DiBartolo.
You know, it's funny. Someone in the chat room just went by and it said, I can't believe the Daily Gizwiz got weirder. It's not the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Gizwiz.
Just the Gizwiz.
How could you? I mean.
The signage says it all. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We are now doing this show at a brand new time, right after Mac Break Weekly on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That would be 1 plus 12 is 13 times 7 is 2,000 UTC.
2,000?
2,000.
Oh, that's a lucky
UTC.
Number.
UTC. And please watch live, but if you can't, we make on-demand versions of the audio and video available at twit.tv/DGW. So nice you could be here.
Yeah, congratulations on your one-year anniversary today.
Every year.
In this brick house.
You have to come here.
I'll do every year. Every single year.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
On the Gizwiz. Bye-bye.
I can't be here because I am here.
I'll be here. I won't be here.